Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri-Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 428.5, down 10 and a quarter on the open. July, 439, down 5.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 348.5, unchanged on the open. July, 360.75, down 1. September, 372.5, down 2. December, 390.5, down 3/4. March, 403.5, down 3.5 on the open. May corn opened at 231, down a half on the open. July, 241, down 2.25. September, 251.25, down 2.25. December, 263, down 3.25. March, 272.5, down 3 on the open. May oats opened at 177.5, up, down 1.25 on the open. July, 185.25, down a half. May soybeans opened at 572, down 3.25 on the open. July, 585, down 5. August, 592, down 3.5. September, 596, down 4.25. November, 605.5, down 4.75. January, 614, down 3.75. March, 620, down 3 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 172.20, down 70 on the open. July, 172.10, down 150. May soybean oil opened at 24.62, down 15 on the open. July, 25.04, down 16. Over at the Merck, April feeders opened at 101.30, down 20 on the open. May, 101.60, down 15. August, 102.90, unchanged on the open. April live cattle opened at 80 even, down 10 on the open. June, 74.10, down 25. May lean hogs opened at 66.15, down 37.5 on the open. June, 65.85, down 35. July, 66.95, down 37.5. August, 65.25, down 50 on the open. And May bellies opened at 86.85, down 100 on the open.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
A quick look at lead options. May wheat in Kansas City, 427, down 11.75. May wheat at the Board of Trade, 341.5, down 7. May corn, 229.25, down 2.25. May beans, 570, down 5.75. On the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
How are you going to get Dale today, Dave?
Okay. There he is, Dale Dirkholtz. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you, Dave.
What has put a fire keg under this market today to the downside?
Well, it's a flurry of a lot of little things, really, I think, at this point. First off, we can look at the outside markets, I think, are probably, on a daily basis here, weighing in the markets a little bit. Crude oil is down this morning. We've had both the precious metals on the downside here in the early trading today. You step across, you look at news out of China this morning. They raised their one of their interest rates by 27 basis points up to about 5.8%. And it looks like that's probably going to help strengthen the yuan, but people in the commodity circles flipped that around and said, well, that could slow their economy and slow the demand for raw materials somewhat. So that weighed in on the market a little bit. And then I think it's a flurry of other things. And in the wheat, you're looking at some pretty hard breaks. Kansas City's down about 13. You're looking at good rain prospects here over the weekend in that area out there. Export sales were a little bit negative to beans. corn, they were okay, but corn's just kind of following the lead of what the wheat and the beans are doing. So it's just, I think, a whole host of things at this point that probably is a drag.
Technically speaking, we're doing some nasty things. You look at this July wheat chart, for example. We've broken the neckline on a head and shoulders top today. I suppose if we stay under that neckline, we might be confirming that top.
Well, you know, wheat at this point, you got to gear up and think right now, especially the soft wheat itself. You know, we're running into a situation here where harvest is going to start to take increasing importance. And, you know, we've got a pretty good-looking soft wheat crop. We have had all along. We had a lot more acres this year. I don't know that necessarily I look at the pattern that that you're talking about as being a head and shoulders pattern. I always have some difficulty with those unless you've perched it on a long extended move, and basically what you're looking at isn't necessarily. But no matter, if you look at the, using a swing method, you know, we came off the $4 high on July wheat in Chicago, came down to roughly about 350, bounced back up into the low 380s, and it looks like we're getting ready to make another move down. It's basically just a correction of the rally we had going all the way back to that December low. So technically there are some negative things. Price cycles, we were due for some highs. We're due for highs in corn and beans here at this point, with lows maybe headed coming on the pike somewhere around Memorial Day.
And you look at the July corn crop and the charts there, and you say, well, gee, maybe there's an island top forming there.
Oh, yeah, well, if you look at the dailies, I kind of get a mix in here. You know, I still see this overall corn pattern that we're putting in place, not the July, but in the December, because the July will be long expired by then. But I still see some attributes there that tell me that there's some long-term positive things there instead of negatives, but we were due for some downside movement.
Certainly December, we're looking at the March 31 high of 267. That seems to be a pretty good line in the sand.
Well, there is a line in the sand there. The December itself, right now we're resting above the 50-day moving average. I think we're probably going to go back down somewhere in the 100-day moving average. It's about 255, and we could even reach back to that early March low that's coming in there about 250. So, you know, I think we were just due for a correction back down. And once it looked like, you know, the weather pattern had shifted, which it does look like it has shifted away from a dry one over to one with, or away from one that had been wet over to one that's going to generally be more dry and allow planting to proceed, and the pace of planting that we had reported on Monday just kind of turned everything in the short term anyway somewhat negative.
Last week when we were talking to Dan Zwicker, he was suggesting that these beans might have an opportunity to move sideways to higher. We were looking at the charts and seeing it break the downtrend line from 4 January at 648. But now we're back under that line today. How much credence do we put on that?
Well, actually, you know, it's some things that I look at in the beans. I look at some Elliott Wave stuff, and when we go back to that early April low and the rally we had off that early April low into the high we had back here on Monday, I think it was, I can construct a nice five-wave pattern, and that, along with some other attributes too, tell me that, you know, we're still changing the basic character of this bean market from one that's been somewhat negative to starting to build and work on some more base building at this point into something that still technically says you got higher prices ahead. Don't know why, but right now, you know, when you look at your price cycles, the 7 week would suggest we got a low there about Memorial Day, and without planning concern in here and with the outside markets a little weak, and they were in need of a correction, and they were starting to look a little weak and toppy anyway. So it says, you know, you just don't have any influences to bring people in to want to be a buyer right now. So I think we can see beans kind of work their way lower. Important point, though, in beans, we're not getting a lot of movement and a lot of selling out of South America at this point, so it's going to tend to still give us some support into our export arena.
What's your thoughts over at the Merck side today?
Boy, today everybody is spooked out of an announcement out of Russia that they're going to suspend import licenses on poultry here. But, you know, it's only a temporary move. It looks like it's some technicality that's really involved in this. But, boy, you really shook the trees over in the Merck, and especially in the cattle market at this point. And Interestingly enough, when you think about shaking the leaves in the cattle market, where you're carrying huge discounts already to the cash market, it says you got to be pretty bold to press the short side of cattle as hard as these people are pressing the short side. I think it's just part of an ongoing process of maybe still wanting to put in some kind of a short-term low here at this point in both. But I'll be honest, I think there's still a lot of problems in the meat markets that we got to deal with going on in deeper into summer of 2006. I think we got some lower levels ahead of us. So to me, it's a matter of trying to figure out where do I have an opportunity, at what price do I need to be starting to take some hedge protection on both hogs and cattle.
Thanks much, Dale.
All right.
Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services out of Bloomington, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
A couple of lead option quotes: May corn now at 230 down 1.5. May soybeans at 570.5 down 5.25. And May wheat at the Board of Trade at 342.5 down 6. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.